Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura in for Ed Ronco. Coming up, Garfield Township Planning Commissioners voted yesterday to fast-track regulations for data centers that would allow for heightened scrutiny for the projects, which can consume as much electricity as a 250,000 homes. But first, the largest immigration detention center in the Midwest is in northern Michigan. Since it opened last year, the average daily population there has grown to more than 1,300 people. Each week, a retired evangelical pastor from Grand Rapids goes to visit people there, and Michigan Public's Michelle Jokish-Polo went along.
It's freezing cold outside, and it hasn't stopped snowing since before sunrise.
This must be an all-wheel drive car, right? Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But Pastor Dale Dahlman and his friend Benny Gutierrez aren't changing
okay.
their plans.
I can definitely tell it's a good driver and a good car, so
yeah.
We're in good hands.
The pair is making their way from Rockford up US 131 to Baldwin. They're planning to visit with immigrants detained at the Northlake Processing Center.
People coming together, we don't know these individuals, but we care for them because they're our neighbors. And for Penny and I, we're followers of Jesus, and we believe this is exactly what Jesus would be doing if he was here.
It all began with Dahlman, when Immigration and Customs Enforcement picked up a member of his congregation.
Since there. So I started visiting there to visit him and then kind of became aware of kind of this growing, you know, there's 1,300 to 1,500 people there and they all have families and just being overwhelmed on what the situation is like.
At one of those visits, Dahlman bumped into Rebecca de la Luz. She was driving hundreds of miles from Illinois to visit with immigrants who were taken from her community.
Their families were worried about them. They couldn't find where they were at or get a hold of them. So I would go up there and do a visit to see if they were okay. And then I would report back to their families how they were doing. I would give them some resources that I would write on my hand and my arm because you can't bring a paper in there.
De La Luz says she gets messages from people inside who tell her these visits do make them feel a little bit better.
Instead of me going all the way up there now to visit, it's such like a huge help that I can just pass him some names of people that I know who are struggling and they go up there and go visit these people and give them hope.
Here we are, Baldwin.
After 2 hours in the car, we reach a dirt road lined with tall pine trees on both sides. The road leads only to the Northlake Processing Center, a group of buildings surrounded by a tall barbed wire fence.
So just I'll give you some orientation on
yes.
just what the visitation is going to be like. We'll go in and put our names on the list. Then we'll have to go through a screening process. And then we'll visit for whatever length that they allow us to.
No personal items are allowed in. Car keys, wallets, cell phones, and my recorder go into a locker. And the dress code is pretty strict. Closed-toed shoes, no shirts with pockets. We go through a metal detector, take off our shoes and belts, and then a guard leads us through a sequence of hallways and locked metal doors. In the visiting room, there's a few rows of small tables. We visit four women that day, including Kimberlyn Atencio. She's originally from Venezuela, but lives in Detroit now with her three kids.
It's a terrible feeling to be detained. You long for freedom. You want to be with your family. I thought about my children all the time. It was very distressing. Really, truly, very distressing.
Atencio has no criminal record. But she was detained in early November and got out on bond shortly after our visit, on Christmas Day. We spoke again once she was home. Atencio says she was always cold inside the detention center. And phone calls to family are a luxury, available only for a fee.
We suffer a lot there. We don't have good food. As for medical care, the attention in those places is quite poor. Many injustices are happening. They said they were going to detain criminals, people with deportation orders. But instead, they're detaining many innocent people.
Atencio tells me when she was there, she would always try and sit by a window to breathe air, fresh air. ICE's December custody data shows Atencio was like the vast majority of people at North Lake. They have not been charged with a crime. But the facility used to be a privately run federal prison. It closed down in 2022. And reopened in June as an immigration detention center, rebranding as North Lake Processing Center. It's still run by the same company, Geo Group, one of the country's largest operators of private prisons. And it could hold close to 2,000 people. When our visit is over, the same guard leads us back through the metal doors. We pick up our phones from the lockers, and Dahlman says goodbye to the guards he's gotten to know.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All
right, I'll talk to you. Have a good weekend. Bye. Inside the North Lake Processing Center, more than 1,300 people wait. They wait for hearings, for decisions, for word from family. For now, waiting is all there is. In Grand Rapids, I'm Michelle Jokishbolo.
And a small crowd pushed Michigan's U.S. senators to defund Immigration and Customs Enforcement during a protest outside their Detroit offices yesterday. Calls to take away ICE and Border Patrol's funding have increased after immigration agents killed two citizens in Minneapolis this month. The federal government could partially shut down if the Senate doesn't pass a spending package that includes a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, the agency in charge of ICE. Neither Slotkin or Peter's offices responded to a request for comment. Garfield Township Planning Commissioners voted yesterday to fast-track regulations for data centers. 9 and 10 News reports the Planning Commission directed staff to prioritize drafting ordinance amendments that would shift data centers from permitted uses to special use permits. That would allow for heightened scrutiny for the projects, which can consume as much electricity as 250,000 homes. The township has not received any data center proposals, but planners cited recent attempts at development in neighboring Kalkaska County and downstate communities as a reason to prepare regulatory frameworks now. The Folded Leaf, a bookshop in Cedar, will move to a new location in Traverse City this March. Rachel Zemanek, who owns the store, said in a statement that the new location will give them room to, quote, grow, collaborate, and continue building the warm, inclusive, bookish haven you know and love. The bookstore also serves as a performance space for musicians and sells wine. The move comes after the business outgrew its current space. The Folded Leaf says it's aiming for a grand opening in April and hopes to move back to Leelanau County at some point in the future. Staying in Leelanau County, if you live there and your mailbox gets knocked down this winter, now you can get a free replacement. The Leelanau County Road Commission updated its policy to provide free posts and mailboxes to residents whose mailboxes have been damaged. Previously, homeowners were responsible for replacing boxes knocked over by snow waves, while the commission covered those directly hit by snow plows. Up North Live reports there is no deadline for residents to pick up a replacement post and mailbox. The 2026 Bayshore Marathon will be an Olympic Trials qualifying event. The Traverse City Track Club announced yesterday that the local road race has been officially sanctioned by U.S. Track and Field, meaning it is eligible as a qualifying race for the U.S. Olympic Marathon Trials. The Bayshore is scheduled for Saturday, May 23rd. And that's the Up North Lowdown for Thursday, January 29th. I'm Dan Wanshura.